The following dramatic presentation is an adaptation of the scriptural account of the events in the life of Jesus Christ and is based on the text of the King James Version of the Bible.
Welcome to The Light of Men, a series of dramatized radio programs produced by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Our ninth episode, titled The Betrayal, depicts a portion of the life and ministry of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
But if he be betrayed unto us, he must be delivered privately. The people must not know.
Thou hast seen the multitudes that surround him. The man is never without his disciples or a gathering of followers.
It must needs be at night.
It is expressly forbidden by law. His apprehension must be in the light of day.
Perhaps these are matters of importance above the law. What say ye?
It is not our obligation to initiate charges against any man. Our work is to investigate those brought before us.
Thou didst hear his words today. We are hypocrites. We are serpents. We are vipers. This before the people who now begin to question or doubt our authority.
Is it the intent to imprison him, or to put this man to death?
Which capital offense should we consider?
Blasphemy. And he putteth himself above the governors and rulers of Rome. That is anarchy and treason.
And what of witnesses?
Oh, they can be found. Even among us, many have heard and questioned his words.
We will be witnesses? That too is illegal. He is not to be tried by those who have enmity toward him, nor is he to bring accusation against himself.
And if there be not two or more who witness against him, we are guilty of breaking our own law.
Is there one among his group that could be bought or bribed?
That is unknown. Annas and Caiaphas are with us, as are the Herodians.
What of the governors? What of Herod and Pilate?
Herod thinks that Jesus is John the Baptist risen from the dead. It is his desire to question Jesus. Caiaphas stated that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people and that the whole nation perish not. We must not be divided in this, my brethren. This man, if left to himself, will be the downfall of our place and nation.
Now it was during the final week of Jesus' life that, though he preached in Jerusalem, his nights were spent in Bethany. As the days came and went, Jesus walked back and forth between the two places. And it came to pass that Jesus taught the disciples, saying,
When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was anhungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee, and hungered, and fed thee? Or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee, a stranger, and took thee in? Or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Ye know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified.
Then how shall he be taken? For we would be unwise to lay hold on him at the Passover.
No such apprehension and trial can take place on the Sabbath or feast days.
Or even on the eves of those days.
Yet, if it were to happen, it would not nullify the trial he would undergo. And perhaps it could be argued that the trial of one such as Jesus, who hath seduced the people away from the law, should be carried forth and executed on a feast day to the warning of all.
Are we to understand that thou desirest to work independently of the Sanhedrin?
My friends, we are not above the law. Yet we are the personification of the law. Many of us are members of the Sanhedrin. It is wisdom, though, that he be not taken from the people on the feast day, lest there be an uproar and we find ourselves in danger, not only from the people, but from Roman intervention. Enter.
Caiaphas, there is one here, a follower of Jesus, who desireth to address us.
Be cautious, Caiaphas. We know not the intent of the visit.
Be there guards at the door, Shemaiah?
Yes.
Doth he come alone?
Yes.
Let him enter. We shall hear what he saith unto us. Come close, all, that ye may hear his words and judge with me.
State thy name.
My name is Judas of Kerioth, a follower of Jesus.
He speaketh truth. We have seen him with Jesus.
What desirest thou of us, that thou wouldst come alone and away from thy fellow disciples?
What will ye give me? And I will deliver Jesus of Nazareth unto you.
I understand not the intent of thy words. What wouldst thou have us do?
It is clear that ye seek Jesus. Every one of the disciples hath seen your private conversations. We see that ye seek to trap him in his words, and yet ye are without success. I will deliver him unto you for a price.
Thou dost assume much, and perhaps erroneously.
Yet if we were to seek him at thy hands, what amount wouldst thou require?
30 pieces of silver.
30 pieces of silver. It is the price of a slave. Leave us.
Very well.
Shemaiah, follow this man, Judas. Tell him we will pay him the price he seeketh, and command him that the man Jesus must be delivered unto us in the absence of the multitude.
Yes, Caiaphas.
And quickly bring me word of his willingness to comply.
I shall return shortly.
Peter and John, go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat.
Where shall we go and prepare, that thou mayest eat the Passover?
Go ye into the city, and there shall meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him. And wheresoever he shall go in, say ye to the goodman of the house, The master saith, Where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show you a large upper room, furnished and prepared. There make ready for us.
Yes, Lord.
Now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father. And Jesus and the 12 went into the city of Jerusalem, and found the place, even as Jesus had said unto them. And when the hour was come, Jesus sat down, and the 12 apostles with him.
With desire have I desired to eat this Passover with you, before I suffer. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations. And I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
And during supper, Jesus arose and laid aside his garments, and he took a towel and girded himself with it. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded.
Lord, dost thou wash my feet?
What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter.
Thou shalt never wash my feet.
If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me.
Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head.
He that is washed needeth not, save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all.
So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and was set down again, he saith unto them,
Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen. But that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it is come, that when it is come to pass, ye may believe that I am the Christ. Verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me.
Lord, is it I?
Is it I?
Who would do this, Lord?
Lord, who is it?
He it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it. The Son of Man indeed goeth as it was determined, but woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. Good word for that man if he had never been born.
Master, is it I?
That thou doest, do quickly. Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. Little children, yet a little while and I am with you. Ye shall seek me. As I said unto the Jews, whither I go ye cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another.
And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and brake it, and blessed it, and gave it to the disciples.
This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me.
And he took the cup and gave thanks, and gave it to the disciples.
Drink ye all of it, for this is in remembrance of my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for as many as shall believe on my name, for the remission of sins. And I give unto you a commandment that ye shall observe to do the things which ye have seen me do, and bear record of me even unto the end. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine, until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you.
Lord, we know not whither thou goest, And how can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also.
Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us.
Have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works.
Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world?
If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. These things I have spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom my Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of darkness, who is of this world, cometh, but hath no power over me, but he hath power over you. Arise, let us go hence.
And Jesus came out and went, as he was accustomed, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him.
A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father.
Simon Peter, what is this that he saith unto us? A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while, and ye shall see me, and because I go to the Father?
What is this that he saith, a little while?
I know not.
Do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said, a little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me? Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. And ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish, for joy that a man is born into the world. And ye now therefore have sorrow. But I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs. But the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father.
Now speakest thou plainly, and speakest no proverb?
Now are we sure that thou knowest all things. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God.
Do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but that thou shouldst keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovedst me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me, and I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them.
When Jesus had spoken these words, he and the apostles crossed over the brook Kedron, where was a garden into which they entered. And the place was called Gethsemane.
Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren.
Lord, whither goest thou?
Whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards.
Why can I not follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death.
I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day, before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me.
If I should die with thee, I will not deny thee in any wise.
Nor shall I, Lord.
Nor I.
None of us shall deny thee, Lord.
When I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything?
Nothing.
But now he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip. And he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say unto you that this that is written must yet be accomplished in me. And he was reckoned among the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end.
Lord, behold, here are two swords.
It is enough. Sit ye here while I shall pray. Peter, James, and John, come. My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. Pray that ye enter not into temptation. Oh, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt.
And it came to pass that after Jesus had risen from prayer and had come again unto the disciples, Peter, James, and John, he found them asleep.
Simon, sleepest thou? Couldst thou not watch 1 hour? Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation.
The spirit truly is willing, but the flesh is weak.
And Jesus went again and prayed, and spoke the same words. And when the time came that he returned to the apostles, again they were asleep. And being in great agony, Jesus went again and prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And there appeared unto him an angel from heaven, strengthening him. And when he rose up from prayer and was come unto the disciples the third time, again he found them sleeping.
Peter, James, John, it is enough. The hour is come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise up, let us go. Lo, he that betrayeth me is at hand.
And while he yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves and lanterns and torches, from the chief priests and the elders of the people. This concludes the 9th episode in a series of radio dramas entitled The Light of Men, produced by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We hope you'll join us again as we continue this series with the next episode entitled That I Should Bear Witness Unto the Truth.